It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there's not effort without error and shortcomings, but who does actually strive to do the deed, who knows the great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and at worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. I remember the butterflies in my stomach when I read the brochure on the bulletin board, the one that described the trip to Europe that was being offered by the school. London, Paris, Amsterdam. As a 10th grader, I had been dreaming of going to Paris for at least one-third of my life, but it had always seemed, in more ways than one, so very far away. When I got to the bottom of the brochure and read what the trip would cost, Paris remained as far away from me as it had ever been. I decided that I couldn't go because where was all that money going to come from anyway? But then I decided I would try. I thought hard and for a long time before I came up with a plan that, in addition to saving more money from my part-time job, included approaching business owners and inviting them to make a donation to my European cause in exchange for a mention in a diary that I would keep and offer for publication in the school newspaper. A lot of people said no. But some people actually did say yes to me. Mr. Ellis, who was my high school principal, let me use the phone in his office and at lunchtime in between classes, and it wasn't long before the office staff was setting their watches according to my coming and going. As the payment deadline approached and I wasn't quite halfway to where I needed to be, I got called into the offices of a local nonprofit organization. They had heard about what I was trying to do, and they presented me with a check that they hoped would help. I'll never forget how much that encouraged me. In the end, however, I failed. I did not raise the money that I needed, and that meant that there would be no European trip for me until many years later. I was sad. In my fantasy of how it would all turn out, I imagined a miracle like the kind that comes at the end of the movie, the one that comes just in the nick of time. But my miracle was never to come, it never came. And I didn't get to experience the triumph of great achievement, but I did fail while daring greatly. I played with everything that I had, and I discovered that playing, especially when you lose, is not nothing. Because I played the way that I did, a lot of other kids were encouraged to go on that trip, and they had a great time. I got to know myself better because I played. I got to develop a couple of skills that would definitely come in handy later on in life, and I got to make some new friends. That was all really something. When I finally did make it to Europe, Paris was my first stop. I remember that when my taxi rolled into that city, I was so profoundly appreciative that I wanted to cry because once upon a time, I tried, and I fell short. And you? When it's finally all said and done, in the final analysis, don't you imagine that it will be far better to be able to look back and remember that you played rather than that you decided that you couldn't and so you never even tried? Imagine. I felt sorry for myself for more than a few days after I didn't raise all the money because I didn't get to go, but I'd do it all over again. In fact, I have. When I look back and reflect on the many times that I tried and tried and failed, I honestly lose count. But because I try, I win sometimes, and I know what it means to live a life engaged and awake and a mess and alive. Sometimes it is about winning and losing. Most of the time what counts, though, is the fact that you even showed up, that you came, and that you played.